We come with open hearts today. Lay down our worries, fears, and ways. In this moment, have your way. Speak your truth, Lord, here we stay. Breathe on us, revive our soul. Let your light make broken whole. Come, Holy Spirit, fill this place. Let faith arise, let hearts be changed. We're winning every day by your grace, led by your word, upheld by your name. Come, Holy
Spirit. Good morning, beloved. Welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. It is another beautiful day, and I'm glad you are here. Wherever you are listening from this morning, I want you to know that God has something for your heart today. Before you rush into the activities of the day, take a moment. Breathe. Slow down. Today, we are talking about what silence can teach you. Our Bible text is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 to 12, which says, "And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice." There are moments when God does some of His deepest work in our lives, not through noise, but through silence. Let me take you back to a moment in the life of Elijah. Elijah had just experienced an extraordinary demonstration of God's power on Mount Carmel. Fire had fallen from heaven, and the prophets of Baal had been defeated. You would expect Elijah to move forward with even greater confidence. But shortly afterwards, he became afraid, exhausted, and discouraged. He ran into the wilderness and eventually came to Mount Horeb. There, God told him to stand on the mountain. Then something remarkable happened. A powerful wind came, but God was not in the wind. Then there was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. Then there was a fire, but God was not in the fire. And after the fire came a still small voice. Elijah discovered something important. God does not always speak through the loudest thing happening around you. Sometimes you have to become quiet enough to hear what He is saying within you. And perhaps that is a lesson somebody listening needs today. We live in a noisy world. Notifications are constantly coming in. People have opinions about what we should do. Social media tells us what success should look like. Problems can become so loud that we struggle to hear anything else. But silence can teach you to listen. It can teach you to distinguish God's voice from the voices of fear, pressure, comparison, and anxiety. Jesus Himself understood the value of withdrawing from the noise. Luke chapter 5 verse 16 says, "He withdrew Himself into the wilderness and prayed." Silence can also teach you to wait. Not every unanswered prayer means God has forgotten you. Not every quiet season means nothing is happening. Sometimes God is working beneath the surface. Think about a seed. When it is buried in the soil, there is no applause, no visible movement, and no immediate evidence of growth. Yet something is happening underneath. So, if your life feels unusually quiet right now, don't automatically assume that God is absent. Perhaps He is preparing you. Perhaps He is strengthening you. Perhaps He is teaching you to trust Him without constantly needing visible evidence. I don't know what you are passing through today. Maybe you have been praying about something for a long time and heaven seems silent. Maybe you are waiting for direction. Maybe you have become so overwhelmed by everything around you that you cannot even hear your own thoughts clearly. Today, don't be afraid of the quiet. Use it to draw closer to God. Put down the phone for a few minutes. Turn off the noise. Sit quietly before God. Open His Word. Pray and then give yourself permission to listen. You may discover that the silence you were trying to escape was actually creating room for God to speak. Today, I declare over your life, you will not miss the voice of God in Jesus' name. In the midst of confusion, you will receive clarity. In the midst of pressure, you will receive peace. In the midst of waiting, your faith will become stronger. God will give you wisdom to know what to do, courage to do it, and patience to wait when it is not yet time to move. And when the noise around you becomes overwhelming, may you recognize the gentle direction of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Before you continue with your day, ask yourself, what has been making so much noise in my life that I have stopped listening to God? And another question, what might God be teaching me in this quiet season? Don't rush your answer. Action step for the day. Find at least 10 quiet minutes today. No phone, no social media, no unnecessary conversation. Sit with God. Tell Him what is on your heart, read a portion of Scripture, and spend a few moments simply listening. You don't have to force an answer, just be present. As we go, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, wherever you are, say this with me. Today, I choose peace over pressure. I choose faith over fear. I will not be controlled by the noise around me. My heart is open to God. My mind is settled, and my steps are ordered by the Lord. I will hear His voice. I will follow His direction, and I will walk confidently into everything He has prepared for me. I am winning today, and I will keep winning every day, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we appreciate You for Your word. Thank You for this new day. Today, help us to become quiet enough to hear You and humble enough to follow Your direction. Give every listener wisdom, peace, and clarity. Where there is confusion, bring direction. Where there is anxiety, bring peace. Where there is waiting, give strength. Order our steps today and keep us in Your perfect will. Thank You for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank You for spending these moments with us on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who may need to hear it today. Until next time, remember, you don't have to hear the loudest voice to know the right voice. Sometimes, God speaks in the silence. Keep winning every day. God bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.